Some of the topics we learned about include Hazroya Balchayim Ba'akeva. One of Shechsinan was obligated to give the foreleg, jaw, and stomach to a kohen. These are also known as matanis. B'chulin avaloy b'mukdashin. The mitzvah of matanis applies only to non-karbanis, but not to karbanis. Whether the mitzvah of matanis applies to psulei mukdashin, a carbon animal that had a blemish and was redeemed. And it depends on the following. Kadam mum kavu lekdashin. If the animal already had a mum before it became hektish, the animal has only kedusha dam, a monetary kedusha. Therefore, after pidyon, the animal becomes completely chulin once again and is chayv matanis. However, if kadam hektation is mumen, if the animal only got the mum after it became hektish, the animal attained kedusha saguf, physical kedusha, because it did not have the mum at the time it became hektish. Therefore, even after pidyon, the animal retains a partial kedusha and is patam matanis. The discussion in the halacha of hamazik matanis kahuna oisha achlin patam alasham. The non-kohen damage or consume matnas kahuna that were not yet given to a kohen, he's not liable to pay because the havalei mamish ain't l'tayvim. No specific kohen can come forth and claim the tashlumin because the Yisrael can claim that he would have given the matanis kahuna to a different kohen.